A doctor needs to reach a verdict based on the evidence at the crime scene. But as things stand, everything points towards the same explanation, that your ex-husband Jack has killed your daughter. Faye closed her eyes and stifled a sob. Julianne was asleep at last. Her hair was spread out across the pink pillow. Her breathing was calm. Faye stroked her cheek, gently, so she wouldn't wake her. Jack was coming home from his business trip to London that evening. Or was it Hamburg? Faye couldn't remember. He'd be tired and stressed when he got home, but she'd make sure he managed to relax properly. She carefully closed the bedroom door, crept into the hall, and checked that the front door was locked. Back in the kitchen, she ran her hand along the worktop. 3 metres of marble. Carrara, naturally. Unfortunately, it was ridiculously impractical. The porous marble absorbed everything like a sponge and already had some ugly stains. But Jack had never even considered choosing something more practical. The kitchen, in the apartment, on Narvabergen, had cost just shy of 1 million kroner, and absolutely no expense had been spared. Faye reached for a bottle of Amarone and put a wine glass on the counter. The glass touching the marble, the glug as the wine poured. These sounds were the essence of her evenings at home when Jack was away. She poured the wine carefully so there wouldn't be another red wine spatter on the white marble and closed her eyes as she raised the glass to her lips. She dimmed the lighting, then went out into the hall where the black and white portraits of her, Julianne and Jack hung. They had been taken by Kate Gabor, the Crown Princess's unofficial court photographer, who every year took a fresh set of enchanting photographs of the royal children playing in the autumn leaves in crisp white outfits. She and Jack had chosen to have their pictures taken in summer. They were standing by the shore in a relaxed, playful pose, Julianne between them, her fair hair lifted by the breeze. White clothes, obviously. She was wearing a simple cotton Armani dress, Jack a shirt and rolled-up trousers from Hugo Boss, and Julianne a lace dress from Stella McCartney's children's collection. They had had a row minutes before the pictures were taken. She couldn't remember what it had been about, only that it had been her fault. But none of that was evident in the pictures. Faye went up the stairs. She hesitated outside the door to Jack's study, then pushed it open. The room was situated in a tower with views in every direction. A unique layout in a unique property, as the estate agent had put it when he showed them the apartment 5 years ago. She had been pregnant with Julianne at the time, her head full of bright hopes for the future. She loved the tower room. The space and all the light from the windows made her feel like she was flying. And now that it was dark outside, the arch walls enveloped her like a warm cocoon. She had chosen the decor herself, as she had with the rest of the apartment. She had picked the wallpaper, the bookcases, desks, the photographs and artworks on the walls. And Jack loved what she'd done. He never questioned her taste, and was always incredibly proud whenever guests asked for the number of their interior designer. In those moments, he let her shine. While all the other rooms were furnished in a contemporary style, light and airy, Jack's study was more masculine, heavier. She had put more effort into this room than Julianne's nursery and the rest of the apartment together. Jack was going to spend so much time in here, taking important decisions that would affect their family's future. The least she could do was to give him a refuge of his own up here, almost in the clouds. Faye ran her hand across Jack's desk with satisfaction. It was a Russian desk. She had bought it at an auction at Bukowski's, and it had once belonged to Ingmar Bergman. Jack wasn't much of a Bergman aficionado. Actually,